Good afternoon. The regional news with me, Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, the consumption of bitter cola is fast gaining grounds in the southwest region, given its health benefits. Meanwhile, over in the far north region, cashew nuts production has been identified as suitable for climate change adoption and a potential economic crop. This at a time when the northwest region continues to witness record-breaking changes in its climatic condition, environmentalists are using different platforms to educate the public on its practices to adopt and safeguard natural resources and land. Those are our top stories. The regional news in greater detail in a moment. Welcome back. Cashew nuts production has been identified as suitable for climate change adoption and a potential economic crop in the far north region. This was the remark of Governor Miji Awabakari while visiting some pilot projects in Bogu, where the Member of Parliament, Amadou Sali, the traditional ruler of the locality, and many others are exploiting extensive plantations of cash crops, as Sylvester Temkin reports from Garua.
Within the context of the diversification of cash crop production, the government has been encouraging the cultivation of cashew that suits with the climate of the far north region. Marie Otans Onana, regional coordinator of ANAFOR.
The cashew nut is more profitable, lucrative, and has many uses. A kilogram of the processed black cashew is 25,000 francs. The government has been making various efforts to enhance its production.
While visiting some pilot projects in Bogo, Diamari Division, the governor of the far Norwegian lauded the pioneering initiative of some locals, among them the Lamido of Bogo, and called on others to follow suit. Mijawa Bakari.
This initiative demonstrates the determination of the people of the three northern regions to invest in the cashew business, which has grown rapidly over the last decade thanks to its health and nutritional benefits, and also it is solid in the fight against desertification. It is also very good for our climate and vegetation.
Meanwhile, cotton production is witnessing a boom in the region, and the Cameroon Cotton Development Company has earmarked the construction of another processing factory in Godola, Mary subdivision. The socio-economic tour of the governor enabled him to size up the potentials of the MRE division. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
From Marwa to the Northwest region, some environmentalists in the Northwest region have been using different platforms to educate the public on best practices to adopt, safeguard natural resources and land. The campaigns are in the build-up to the celebration of World Environment Day on June 5th. The Northwest, like most parts of the country, has been witnessing record-breaking changes in its climatic condition, and environmentalists see things can only get better if the people adopt a more sustainable way of living. Mercy Kusi reports.
From poor yields to high temperatures and water scarcity, inhabitants of the Northwest experience one strange pattern or the other that makes life uncomfortable due to the pressure on the environment. The service head in charge of information and sensitization at the Regional Delegation of the Environment, Dr. Ebai Morris Tambe, adds that there are a lot of people in the region who are still ignorant about the effects of their activities on the environment.
There is scarcity of water. I don't even know why there is scarcity of water. And maybe you'll be blaming the government for not providing water. Your crops are not even doing well. And maybe you'll be thinking that it is the gods causing the crops not to do well. They don't know that all these are caused by the environmental problem that we man have caused.
The environmentalists say their mission is to accompany communities in the Northwest change some age-old practices that are harmful to the earth.
When we do our slash and burn system, we actually, through the fires, destroy the vegetation when it comes to rainfall. The topsoil is washed off and carried out to a different environment. The Ankara system that we also practice, later on, it renders the land practically infertile.
In line with the theme of the World Environment Day, focus has been to encourage tree planting and sustainable land use.
One way of combating desertification is through planting more trees. And we don't just advocate for planting of any types of trees. When we give fruit trees, let's take, for example, grafted trees, the community have this intrinsic motivation because at the end of the day, he knows that if he plants this tree in 2-3 years, he will have kind of remuneration from that tree.
Land restoration, as has been encouraged by environmentalists in the Northwest this year, is a key pillar of the United Nations Decade on Ecosystem Restoration, spanning 2021 through 2030. Mercy Kusi for the Regional News in Bamenda.
And as you heard in one of our lead stories, it has been noticed that most people in Boya move around with bitter kola nods in their pockets or handbags. The bitter kola nods, fruit commonly eaten raw, is believed to have some health benefits. Dr. Odiale reports from the Southwest.
While moving through the streets of Boya and other towns in the southwest region, one would easily find people hawking with a mini bowl full of bitter kola tied in bundles. Bitter kola is even sold in most provision shops and also in markets. The prices range from 75 francs to 1,000 francs, depending on the size of the knot or the bundle. This trader in bitter kola at the Great Topo Market says the sales of the knot is profitable because it is highly solicited.
Buy a pocket of bitter kola for 50,000, we retail it. We sell it according to the size. We sell some 3, some 4, some 5 for 200. They give out balance, they give out interest. People buy. You can one day, you can sell 50,000 a day or 30,000. The day that the market is good. They say it's working for stomach, so many things.
Consumers say bitter kola acts as a fast relief to them. The gift reasons for consuming it.
So I take it for multiple purposes. The fact that I'm an African and bitter kola, taking it, I'm a man and reminds me of my African nutritional values. It also fights against bacteria. Remember when Ebola outbreak broke out in DRC, people were advised to eat bitter kola.
I eat bitter kola because when I have cough, it's going to help me to reduce the rate at which the cough is coming. And also, I also eat bitter kola when maybe my stomach wants to ache because I know it's going to reduce the level of the ickness.
It helps me, for example, in digestion. It also helps me to keep awake when I take it with Coca-Cola. Bitter kola may have so much nutritional benefits that we are not yet to release the results.
I consume bitter kola because I like it and it is sweet. When I drink my beer, I eat bitter kola. It's too sweet. That is the first reason. The second reason it is when you have gastric, it can help you.
Consume bitter kola because it's very important for the health. As in, it performs many functions. For example, especially any issue that has to do with the stomach, maybe stomach ache, stomach bite, or stuff like that.
Bitter kola helps too. When you're traveling, it helps you not to vomit in the car, most especially. Very medicinal.
Perhaps you may now decide to buy one bitter kola and put in your bag, just in case. Ndoto Diale, for the Regional News in Boya.
We move over to the Adamawa region where online shopping, although lucrative, keeps frustrating many in that region as the quality of products received is usually far lesser than what customers request for. In the following report, Amos Enonyaketagbo from CLTV Adamawa in Gaoundéré has a frustrated experience of one of the customers who laments over what she didn't receive after having ordered for.
I saw this beautiful dress for a party on this online shopping platform. It was so beautiful. The colors, the design really appealed to me. And I said, ah, you must have it.
The carefully packaged advertorial on this dress swept Lois Ngeg off her feet. Loving what she saw, she immediately ordered for the dress.
Whoa, when it arrived, I was so shocked. What I ordered for, like they say, wasn't what I received. The curves, the design and everything, it was just so disappointing. I felt so bad.
Not just that Lois could not get what she ordered for, she was far from getting a refund.
A refund which I never had because we had to battle quarrels up and down and all of that. And at the end of the day, I just gave up.
This ugly tale of online trading is just one of many most Cameroonians experience on a daily basis in their quest for repurchase online. Amos Enonyaket, Agbo, CLTV News, Gaoundéré.
You are listening to the regional news, and in next door center region, grief yards that used to be regarded as resting place for the deceased and a scary environment for people to roam around has become an abode for some living persons. In certain neighborhoods in Yaoundé, it is common to find people either building houses or residing around grief yards while some business activities unfold within the area. Irene Mantia Yonge took interest in this phenomenon and now reports.
52-year-old Mama Solange Esumba has been living alongside her family beyond a stack of graves in the Obobogo neighborhood in Yaoundé since 1992 and has no intention of leaving the area. I'm at ease here. I have no problem. The dead are dead. Aline and Fabiola will live in the same area and no different. To them, if the dead are indeed dead, in the African tradition, it is a way to keep links with those who have gone beyond. They say it is also due to the cheap nature of plots sold around the graveyard that make them reside there.
I don't even know them, so I'm not scared. I choose to live here because that's where my family is.
It depends on your culture. When you make good graves around, and it's like you honoring the lost ones, your loved ones.
On the other side of the area are those who live in perpetual fear.
It's somehow frightening because you might be scared that ghosts can pop out of them in the night.
Besides houses, some of these graveyards see the erection of snack bars with their toilets relaying just beside the graves. Other flourishing businesses like hair salons, restaurants, and even shops and call boxes have installed themselves in front, behind, and even beside these graveyards. Shoes and clothes could equally be seen carefully sewn on these dreary places. There is need for people who live around graveyards to honor and respect the dead by respecting their resting place. Irene Mante Ayonge for the regional news in the center.
The package put together this day for the regional news. But before we part company, a recap of our major stories. The consumption of bitter cola is fast gaining grounds in the southwest region, given its health benefits. Over in the far north region, cashew nuts production has been identified as suitable for climate change adoption and a potential economic crop. This as the Northwest region continues to witness record-breaking changes in its climatic condition. Environmentalists are using different platforms to educate the public on best practices to adopt and safeguard natural resources and land. The regional news was presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.